Lusaka or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good evening and thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: President Hichilema conferred doctorate in investment and enterprise development by UNILAS. Government releases 22 billion kwacha for public service delivery in March. And in international news, popular Tanzanian musician Matonya charged with rape in Kenya.
Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has been conferred with a Doctor of Philosophy in Investment and Enterprise Development by the University of Lusaka. Speaking shortly after receiving the honor, President Hichilema said reforms can only deliver meaningful results when anchored on a clear vision and supported by comprehensive legal frameworks. The head of state has emphasized that reforms are critical to economic transformation and urged newly elected leaders in the region to prioritize policy changes to grow their economies. The president has cited Zambia's fertilizer policy as an example, noting that the cost of fertilizer has reduced from $1,200 to $800 per metric ton, a move he said has lowered the cost of doing business in agriculture and resulted in savings of over $75 million.
But reforms deliver results if they are anchored on a clear vision, they are anchored then dropping down to clear policies. A next execution of those policies, coupled with the legal reforms that are required to support the vision, the policies, the regulatory reforms that are required as a package. Reforms is what we've anchored the story you told this afternoon. And I was saying that I'm encouraging colleagues in the League of Presidents, as newer presidents on the block, that they too must drive reforms to change the economy.
Meanwhile, UNILAS Chancellor Caleb Fundanga said the institution's decision to award the doctorate to President Hichilema was well-deserved, describing him as worthy of the honor. The Zambia Institute of Purchasing and Supply has raised concern over the compliance status of procurement and supply personnel at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, warning that several officers are operating outside the provisions of the law. In a letter dated 9 April 2026 to the ZAMSA Director General, ZIPS Registrar and Chief Executive Officer Henry Lukwesa said a compliance review revealed that only three officers, Justin Mulimo, Diana Musa and Rhoda Mayawa, are duly qualified, registered and compliant with ZIPS Act and are therefore eligible to perform procurement and supply functions. Mr. Lukwesa has noted that all other officers currently holding or acting in procurement roles at the agency are not compliant with the requirements of the Act and are not legally permitted to practice. He has added that a meeting between ZIPS and ZAMSA management, initially scheduled earlier, has been rescheduled to April 13, 2026 to further address the matter. Police in Lusaka have shot dead five suspected criminals who were on the police wanted list in Chibolia compound. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the shooting occurred yesterday after officers received information that the suspects were in Kalikiliki compound and were allegedly armed with machetes and other offensive weapons. He said a team of officers, together with members of a neighborhood watch group led by Inspector Mtemwa Mwenda, was dispatched to the area where two suspects were apprehended. Mr. Chilavi said while the suspects were being escorted, they were attacked by accomplices armed with machetes, leading to the escape of the two suspects, and Inspector Mwenda sustained a fractured left leg while another officer suffered minor injuries. He said later in the day, police in Kalikiliki received a tip-off from members of the public that the suspects had regrouped in Chibolia compound and that a joint team comprising of the anti-robbery squad and officers from Tendere Police Station was deployed to the area.
Informed the public of a shooting incident that occurred on April 9, 2026 in Chibolia compound, which followed an earlier assault on police officers in Kalikiliki compound. Around 10 hours yesterday, Kalikiliki Police Post received information from a member of the public that four suspected criminals identified as Joseph Zulu, alias Z Commander, and another one, Joseph Lupo, alias J Cord, and two other unidentified individuals were in Kalikiliki compound. The suspects were armed with various offensive weapons. So upon receiving that hint as police, a team of police officers led by Inspector Mwenda was dispatched to the area.
UPND member Charles Longwe has filed in the Lusaka High Court seeking an order to restrain Batuke Menda in his capacity as party secretary general to immediately cease and desist from occupying the secretariat, holding press conferences and media briefings in the name of the UPND party. In an order of interim injunction, Mr. Longwe stated that Mr. Menda should stop using UPND party materials, including issuance of the party receipts and the letterheads, holding meetings in the name of the UPND party, purporting or holding out as leaders of the UPND at any level and or in alliance with others. Mr. Longwe contended that Mr. Menda should also desist from announcing the roadmap of the elective assembly of the UPND party until the court determines the matter. In this matter, Mr. Longwe sued Mr. Menda in his capacity as party secretary general, arguing that he should immediately vacate office on grounds that his mandate had expired. The court dismissed the case due to failure to exhibit a mandatory letter of demand. The court ruled that the demand letter served on the defendant had not been exhibited in the plaintiff's affidavit of service of March 18, 2026. However, Mr. Longwe has once again sued Mr. Menda and has provided all the necessary documents to support his claim as guided by the court. Government says the Rural Electrification Authority has completed 12 grid development projects targeting multiple communities across different districts in Western Province in the last 3 years. Speaking during the commissioning of the Shimano Grid Extension Project in Kiema District, Western Province Minister Kapelo Ambangweta said the government has put in place adequate legislation to reduce regulatory requirements that previously hindered developers of mini-grids. Mr. Ambangweta said the connection of Shimano Ward to the national grid is a significant step towards universal access to electricity and opening up rural areas for socio-economic development.
In addition to this completed project, several others are ongoing, while new projects have been planned under the current work program. This means that the province is not standing still. It is moving forward in a clear and a deliberate manner. We want on this basis to thank RIA for working so hard to support and implement this government agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, government's policy is to attain universal access to electricity for all Zambians by 2030.
Meanwhile, Rural Electrification Authority Chief Executive Officer Engineer Alex Mbumba said the project was at a total cost of 4.1 million kwacha, which included extending the national grid by 3.7 kilometers and constructing a 5.1 kilometer distribution network.
We know, Honorable Minister, that we focused on capturing the first 180, which we know also that are benefiting from the subsidy program that government has brought, which essentially has made it cheaper for our people to access electricity. But we also know that this is just catalyzing of the many growth that this electricity brings to Shimano area. And so we are grateful and thankful to the people of Shimano for giving us this opportunity.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government says it has released 22 billion kwacha in March 2026 to finance public service delivery.